Heather Jones?
Here.
Michael, is it Burner?
Burner.
Burner, yep.
Josh Chaney?
Present.
Present, okay. And Todd Jones is our council liaison.
Present.
And then we have, as staff liaison, although you are also pretty much all of the items on here.
I know.
We're totally.
No.
Yes. So I think, and then we do have. And you're here as public?
Yep.
All right, so we'll get to you when we come to public comments. We have introductions, it says.
Just me.
Just you.
I'm the only one who didn't do it last time.
Yeah, because I'm new, I'll give you a little, I don't know if you're familiar with the EDC. New to this position, and so at the last meeting, we did introductions and sort of chatted about each person's interest. Because I haven't met you yet, it'd be nice to hear.
Fantastic. So I was doing the math today, so I'm Heather Jones. I have been in Westland for just over 40 years.
Cool.
Said to my son today, it's crazy because I'm 39, but. Anyway, 40 years. So I have lived in Westland for a long time. I love the community. I love the people in the community. I'm pretty passionate about Westland, and not unique with Shannon. We talk to someone every week about why they would possibly want to come move to Westland. What are the benefits? What are the negatives? And, you know, there's a lot of things that we have to offer, including a great community, including great educational system. And I think one thing that we can do better at offering is a great economic structure so people can play here, live here, be successful and work here. So any way that we can support small business, I think small business supports the community. So.
Great.
That's my thought.
Great. I'm so glad you're here.
Thanks for sharing.
And then we have public comment. Is there any comments you would like to make?
I would love to. Thank you.
And can you spell your name for me?
Just like it sounds.
Okay.
CANNERWOODY.
Okay. Thank you.
First of all, you know, thank you guys as a whole, as a community, for making such a beautiful place to live. You know, as you said, Heather, we're new here, so I've enjoyed our stint since moving here and buying a house. I do feel left out in the dark, though, as a community member currently for the kind of hopes and plans for economic advancement, as well as goals and strategies to make things thrive. There are a lot of really great things like the farmer's market and all of that. You know, I am still wanting to explore, like, oh, I would love to set up a tent. How do I do that? You know, is that process easy for me? Because right now I don't feel like it is easy for me at all. I would maybe like to explore being a business permit. Is that easy for me? Probably not. I would also just like to know what businesses are around here, what they have to offer, and where can I go outside of Google to find those businesses and to find what they're about and just what they have to offer as a whole. And I also don't feel like that is easy for me without going and trying to talk to the managers, the owners, the workers, you know, really trying to do grassroots things to like be here today. I'm just hoping that I will find some information about that. My other thing I'd really like to say is that new beautiful, huge, big parking lot over Market of Choice that replaced our postal service. That would be a really great place for even like food carts or something. Just kind of throwing some ideas. Yeah, just really thought. I don't know if people like talking Market of Choice. I don't know who owns Market of Choice.
A building is going
people. And so they just built a big parking lot.
Yeah, but they tore down the building to build another building. And the parking lot goes with the new building there too.
Okay. Great. Yeah. That's great. So, yeah.
They being a private developer.
Yes.
For something in particular?
I don't.
Well, you know, I think they just wanted more space than just the one tenant they were getting with the single story building that they were getting with the post office.
So just, okay.
Yeah, the federal government was leasing that space from a private property owner.
That's what I heard.
And the private property owner said bye-bye post office.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And there's, we have one up here, there's one over at Merrillhurst.
Yeah.
So it's not the end of the world for the post office situation. I'm not on that train.
It was for a while.
She all freaked out.
I know. That's what I was gonna say, like, you know, I don't wanna, because I felt the, I walked there every day. You know, I take a walk down there every single day, and it was very convenient for me to drop off my postal services and just be on my way, but
sure.
Yeah, and I haven't either.
My name is Todd Jones, and I'm not a member of the committee. I'm an elected city councilor, liaison to the committee. So I'm supposed to be the. You said you were relatively new here?
Yeah.
Okay, where'd you guys come from?
That's a complex question.
They don't have any.
Yeah, there's a travel nurse career and just contracting career.
It's been a fascinating few years for you then, probably.
Yeah, it was especially interesting, actually, because, I mean, we're talking about the COVID and things we learned from that. I mean, we moved here right when COVID started, mm-hmm. essentially. So it was all a roller coaster. Okay. So, yeah, it's been fun.
I just know you're a Cubs fan and I'm a Reds fan, so you're already in trouble. But, but I appreciate you coming tonight. Now, a lot of the questions you've asked are going to be answered by Alina, because this position that exists did not exist 2 months ago.
Okay.
The city has never before had a dedicated full-time officer that works exclusively on business support and economic development. So things are going to start changing.
Yeah, they are.
That's great.
Yeah, can I respond a little bit?
Super good feedback for you.
Pardon me?
He has such good feedback.
Yeah, it's actually timely. Because it's basically, you basically spoke my job description. Yeah, so as Todd mentioned, it's a business support and economic development coordinator. So the sort of two-part position, but the first sort of task from council is to specifically address some of the things that you're talking about, which is communication to the public and some of this sort of outfacing things that you're talking about, which are, you know, if you've been on the website, you can't find anything easily, or, you know, just like you're saying, how do you find businesses? There's no map right now. There's no clear way. So anyhow, I think that, like, one of the things I'm specifically working on is to, I mean, the business license process is sort of being overhauled to be more simple. We're integrating all of our partners, and some of our staff are now working together to sort of integrate social media. I'm working on a CRM to sort of collate all of the businesses. Yeah. It's a customer relationship management tool. Yeah. So it'll be a database. I'll have all the businesses, all their business license numbers. I can market to them, but it'll also be a resource for sort of, you know, for us and for other people to sort of see what types of businesses do we have here? What, you know, what do we need to bring here? But I'm really into communication and systems. And so my goal is to just make things so much more simple, but also ultimately create like a really nice hub so that there's just like one link, one QR code, and you can go. I'm working on a business license toolkit right now. And it's just like, everyone in the whole community is going to use this one link, this one QR code. And it's just like, this is what you need to do. And so it's a pretty big task, since, as you're noticing, there hasn't been anything like this. So the EDC has been doing some things with the help of planning staff for about, I don't know, 5-6 years. But if you look back through sort of the archives of the website, there has been some really good work done in years past. Consultants have done, you know, economic opportunities analysis, and there has been some strategic planning done, but none of that is active right now. And there's just, yeah, it's not really easy for the public to find. So there's a lot of work ahead, but I appreciate your feedback just because it is timely. And I think that over time, you're going to start to see some changes. And it's pretty exciting to work with the Chamber of Commerce and Historic Willamette Main Street and our marketing team and some of the other people that are have been doing really great things, but it's still, I know the systems are not clear, you know.
Do you want to have a booth at the market?
I do, actually. Okay. I really do.
Yeah. The market is run by historic, she mentioned Historic Willamette Main Street. So the market is run by Historic Willamette Main Street, who is a nonprofit group.
Can you get Tanda the contact?
Yeah.
Is this mine? If you wish.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, I'll just figure
out. There's that minute. Make sure you have
three. It's, it's a Historic Willamette.
I actually have the marketing manager's email that I could, you know, send to you.
That'd be great. Well. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just that's the website. Okay. And on the website, you can sign up to be a vendor. I used to be the president of the organization. So
okay.
You can sign up. Yeah, you can sign up right on the website. They're basically part of the National Main Street group that's designed to, you know, create economic development for old historic, you know, downtowns. So they're the ones who put on the farmers market because it's in the downtown area. So it's basically for that whole area.
Okay.
And then food carts are actually going in at the old gas station there too.
Downtown.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And that's, I was thinking, there's so much residential area right around like the Market of Choice area. Like, I feel like there's so much walkability over there that there's opportunity for all that too. And like, I heard the high school, I don't know, the high school kids that come down there every day are just like, it's a trove.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
It's the only place to work. Remember there used to be Taco Del Mar.
Yes. So the other thing we are going to be working on both with this group and some other groups is the waterfront revitalization. So there is a plan to redevelop that whole waterfront area where, you know, the old police station is and area. So that should be coming. That's right by the bridge.
There's two pieces too, if I can speak. There's Highway 43 that runs from Lake Oswego. Mm-hmm. There is a project on the docket to do some rezoning in that area. So you'll have to stay in tune with that. And the planning, some of your topics of interest, I think probably are planning commission related as well. So you'll have to kind of, you know, stay connected. You're welcome here anytime. But that Highway 43, yeah, obviously dips down into Archbridge and it. Yeah. Then over into Oregon City.
I find that a lot of project too. So okay. I'll be there for that.
Okay.
Great. I have a complaint about the road because there's nowhere to cross from West 8th Street to Walmart. Yeah. It's a mile and a half of just 43 and you can't walk across.
Yes.
So
but that unfortunately 43 is under ODOT's jurisdiction.
I know it's a thing. Yeah. I will be there for that.
Thank you so much for all of your comments. We do need to move on. We need to approve the meeting notes. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, thank you. I do have another thing at 6:30, so I'll be. I'll just actually let you guys do your thing now. Just seems like a good
nice to meet very nice. You can always listen to all the meetings are online too, so you can always listen to the meetings.
Yeah, I'll definitely catch back up and I'll reach out just to say
super good. Exciting.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Anyone have any last meeting? Anyone any questions?
Did you read the minutes?
I glanced over at
okay. Because we need 4 for the approval.
Okay, yeah. No, yeah, I thought it happened.
Yeah. Josh, do you have the minutes or have you read them?
I have not read them. I'm sorry.
They look good to me. I will move to approve the minutes.
Okay.
I second it.
Okay.
They're approved.
Are they approved?
Okay. I think they're approved.
Excellent.
So moving on to the next thing.
Okay. Which is an update on House Bill 2001, which is Shannon and I.
And can I just say one thing? Sorry, I mentioned it to Shannon, but I just wanted to say that the agenda is packed. I don't know if we're going to get to everything. And so we'll just keep things. A lot of the updates will be like 5 or 10 minutes. Like this can just be 5 minutes because I really do need to end at 7:30. And the next time I think I will put, I won't bring a timer and be too East Coast intense. Just kidding. But we'll keep people like, you know, he's supposed to have 3 minutes and then.
That was fine.
But yeah, yeah.
Public comment very often.
No, actually, it's fabulous.
If you don't mind the suggestion, though, for agendas, I think it's very effective when you put time expectations on them.
I was going to do that and then I didn't. But yeah, I'm going to do it for the next.
She has it on her sheet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well.
Drive away.
Yeah.
I don't know how. There's not a lot of update because we.
Yeah, so I can tell you planning commission changed what we recommended. Like they changed it to be instead of we had recommended 0.6 on the FAR increase and they changed it to 0.55. Yeah, 0.55. And then with some minor changes on the.
This is really into setback. The weeds, but the major change that Planning Commission made from the working group recommendation was there's 3 levels of zoning on which there are recommendations made. There was R7, R10, there was R5, and then there was below R5. And the biggest change from my read that the Planning Commission made from what your work group recommended was on the R5 line, because the working group had recommended no floor to area ratio limitation, and the Planning Commission put a limitation in. 60, that's what I would say. But so it's in council's lap now.
Okay.
The work group's done, the planning commission's done. And Monday's meeting, we're supposed to take a vote on it. It has to be done by then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to probably send some testimony.
Thank you.
Yeah. That is done. We're also basically done with that. So whatever council votes on, and then we're moving on to the next thing. So, let's go on to the survey update. Do you have an update on that?
I do. I just wanted to follow up from last week's meeting. Last week had a fairly long discussion about potential surveys. And it was fantastic, actually. It brought up a lot of great points. One of which I'll just summarize is that this position is sort of two-piece. Again, there's business support, which is working with the existing business base, trying to get some of these systems and communications done and see what's going on with them, and then execute 3 grants. We have money from the American Rescue Plan Act. So council sort of tasked me with business support in the first, you know, tier of this position. And John wanted me to remind, you know, everyone that really is the focus for this year. So I can't get too carried away with many other things, but what's good is they've hired a survey company. We're working with a company that does these amazing surveys. And so I spoke to John about some of the things that came up. And
does everybody know who John is?
John Williams is our community development director. My supervisor.
Yep, I was being asked.
And I'm bringing John to the next.
Deputy city manager in the community development.
Yes, he's wonderful. And he, I'm bringing him to a meeting to also touch on some of these larger topics too, so he can kind of give updates about some of these topics. But my point is that the business support survey is just going to be something that I work on that goes to existing businesses. But this other larger survey that we were talking about last time, John is interested in using this company that's doing other surveys to do a really awesome one maybe later in the year, next year. So I think we kind of can keep going back to it and talking about some of the things that came up at the last meeting. So I just wanted to say I pass the information on. I think my goal is like with each agenda, keep summaries going into the minutes and then kind of keep that sort of always in the discussion, and then we can kind of slowly make progress. The company is, I think it's POCCO. They did another great survey for the city. And so I think maybe later on in the year, we talk about this other one, because there were some great questions that came up between all of us. But a business support survey is going out, and that'll be just things that I need, information I need to support them related to marketing and grants and workforce development, maybe a job fair, things, actionable items that I can do this year to help with them. So that's my little update.
Do you have a sense of when that survey will?
I would like to do it probably sometime this summer, probably now that the grant is wrapped up. When I'm hustling on that and getting the awards out next week, I'll give you an update on that here shortly. But I can then, I'm building the CRM right now, and then hopefully this summer.
Okay.
That'd be great. I really want to do that stuff as soon as possible, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone have any questions, comments? Okay. Then we'll move on to, well, you were just talking about the grants. That's a great lead in to your next topic.
Yeah. I wanted to give you an update just on a few numbers. I don't know if you're aware, we just launched a business recovery grant, $75,000. There's one of three that I'm going to be offering hopefully in 2022. So it was really successful. We reached a lot of people, and we had $103,000 requested. $103,000. Received a total of 55 applications, which is awesome. And then I wanted to give you some other fun data, because I like data, and I hope to kind of give you little updates as we go. But there were 30 brick and mortar, 25 home occupation, and 36 out of the 55 had never received any funding from the city of Westland. 12 had received some money either in 2020 or 2021, and then 7 of them received money both years. So what was really cool, this is at least I score them to sort of see where things are at in case we didn't have enough money and need to sort of decide. But that's another point. We decided to actually pull, there's money available because I was not hired until later in the year. There's money from my salary for fiscal year 2022. And so can you just put that into another budget? Recommended if possible, and John agrees, to give all of the money away because people are in need, and that'll just be wonderful. So we're gonna
it's just another 20.
Right. We're gonna issue all the awards.
Good.
Yeah. So that's great. And I think what was cool is most of the people that had not received money have also been doing business in Westland for over 9 years, because there was different tiers. There was 0 to 3 and 4 to 8, and then over 9. So just a lot of people that have been here a really long time, a lot of dedicated people. And so it was great. And another little piece of information related to that is, because the business licensing process has been kind of clunky and not clear, and we're working to clean that up, make it easier for people on all levels. It's going to take some time because I have to work with planning and finance. But many people had, you know, did not have business licenses, so they weren't aware. And so there were a lot of business licenses that came in too. And so I'll be collating all this data into the CRM. It'll be really wonderful to be able to look up a business and be able to tell, did they get a grant in 2020, 2021, 22, like get the whole picture. And I think eventually over time, the CRM that I create will help support some of the work in CitizenServe to sort of tell the story about who somebody is, because I've mentioned it before, but that's exactly what is it Trevor?
Tanner,
thank you. Was talking about. Anyhow, so I'm carrying on, but it went well, and we'll get those awards out next week. The other two grants, we can take a look at this language here. One is related to facade improvement, and one is related to technical assistance. For maybe business plan writing support or marketing. I think what I'm going to do, and this is where I just want you to chime in briefly. Would you like me to bring some language to you for review for these next grant Okay. And do you, in past, have you guys helped write applications, or do you, excuse me, just give feedback on them? How does it work?
We haven't written any applications. We've reviewed like applications for grants and like, you know, recommended where the money should go, but.
Okay. So if I bring like criteria, you could just look at that. Okay. Again, I'm not sure of the timeline on those. They take quite a bit of time and energy, but it's something that's on the docket for maybe later this summer or fall.
So I'm very impressed with how many people, because in the past, I think we had maybe 20 businesses to apply for. So what did we do right in getting the word out this time?
Yeah.
So that we can make sure we replicate that.
Yeah. Well, I was really pleased as well. I worked with the marketing, our marketing and communications team, who Danielle is wonderful. She's fairly new to the city, and we're actually starting to meet regularly to make sure we're kind of supporting each other. She's going to help us with maybe tourism video stuff too. But I got it in the news. I went in the newsletter maybe 2 or 3 times, and it went out on social media.
I saw your social media posts. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I posted them on some pages of mine. But
yeah, and then Shatrine and Rebecca were wonderful as well. Shatrine, I'm working with both of them, having regular meetings, make sure again to like not duplicate and try to figure out ways that we can like collaborate. But Shatrine did a lot of marketing too in her newsletter on social media. And then I also, I did a report from CitizenServe, and I did a direct, and I think I forwarded that to you. I don't know if you read the things that I sent you or not, but just kidding. No, I sent them a nice, you know, little update about me, and then a lot of people replied, I think responded to that. But I was curious too about these people, the long timers, so.
Yeah, especially if you said there was, you know, 30 that had no, you know, stuff. So
yeah,
we had a lot of new people, which is great. I'm super excited about that.
Yeah,
because I was fairly disappointed when we first did those COVID rounds, and there was, you know, like less than 20 people that applied, and I'm like, well, you know, there's got to be a lot more businesses than that. But
People, I'm also hearing from business owners that are just interested in, like, they write me back and say, I've never received an email like this before, Alina. Do you want to have coffee? Or because I'm offering one-on-one chats too, if people just want to.
Okay.
And I think I've mentioned this. I don't know if I mentioned this at the meeting, but I kind of want to do an out in the field session. And I was thinking maybe I'll do it. I should talk to Rebecca more and get her opinion. But popping up at the library or the police station, just Alina, you know, Alina's available to just, because some people are trying to figure out what the hell is this position. And we all, but that's how I'm learning about what people need, is just, I'm pretty open. So, yeah.
I certainly don't want to obligate you to do this, but you're coming in to. Josh, can you even hear us?
I can't.
Yes. Yeah, I just realized I'm talking low. Sorry.
No, you're good. I can hear you.
I know what you're going to say.
You're coming into the season when we have public events. And if we have music in the park down here, which are always crazy, you know, and I suspect that will be true this year because people are ready to get out. I certainly no obligation you would invest your ego and time this way, but just know that we're coming into the summer season when there's a lot of public events, and that's the place to have a table set up saying business support. And,
come talk to me.
Well, the whole,
tell me all about your business.
So a lot of the CAGs do have booths at these different things. So as an economic development committee, have a booth, and that way we split the work up between us.
Sure,
that would be fun. I am going to go to the farmer's market on occasion, I think, but that's
a good idea.
An idea was maybe putting a sandwich board out during the farmer's market. And I'm in a business, or, you know, the physical therapy, the new business down there, they have a beautiful space. They want to collaborate. They're open to having people in their spot. So maybe I'll pop up. Maybe it'll be like a Where's Waldo. But anyhow, so I hear you.
Willamette has a nice information booth, so it seems like it would be
In that.
And Rebecca said you could just come and sit at the booth for a little while as well. If I have a survey with a QR code and a link, it's another opportunity to then get it out to people. And
well, you should hand it out to everyone who's business who has a booth at the market.
Good for you.
Yeah. So anyhow,
thank you
for
doing
that. Booth, Alina, is the highest traffic spot at the market.
Which one is
that booth?
the information.
Main Street.
Okay, I was, yes, because it's right before the.
I'll bring my business.
Especially when the donuts are right there.
Maybe when I have my business license.
We had Molly's and Shane Guy's last night, so. They're really good, and they're huge, so.
Oh, good. I'm running in and out as I get my water sleep back this way.
Yeah, okay, wonderful. And so if I'm understanding correctly, there are three more grants coming up?
Two more.
Two more, the facade and the technical assistance.
Yes.
Okay.
And again, I don't know the timeline.
Okay.
And I'm not sure which is, I think we're doing the facade improvement next. I have to do a little R&D. And I don't know if I'll have that language at the next meeting, but you know, I can hustle. So hopefully sometime this summer, because I want you to look at it before I get it out there, but we'll make a criterion or whatever. We'll give the business owners time to implement the project, you know, or, you know, facade improvements, not something that, you know, can happen
right away.
Yeah.
Okay. Josh, did you have a comment or question?
I was just like wondering, I mean, $75,000 is awesome, but I also don't know how far that's going to go, right? Like that might be one commercial strip mall or something. Like, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what the parameters are to get a grant from us.
Yes. Well, I think it's also, it's a matching grant. So
matching, yeah.
My suggestion, and I'm no expert, is it'll be like 5 to 10 grants of,
yeah,
5 to 10,000, and hopefully they can get the project done between somewhere, you know, in the 8 to 15,000.
It's totally cool. I'm so glad that we're doing it. I just, yeah. I wish there was more to give.
Because I know, like Lafayette, I've talked to Lafayette, they, I think they're going for a grant, this grant, to do their awning.
Yes.
And he said it's like $17,000, isn't it? Because it's commercial. Yeah, it's so expensive.
Well, Josh, you ask a smart question. And part of what I'm looking forward to seeing is what kind of response we get. Because if the response is bigger, then we're able to go back and go, okay, do we want to look for some other resources to free up and support these things?
Cool.
And we won't know till we see it, because you're correct. 75,000 can go in one business. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think John Williams and I both want to look ahead to, you know, where's the grant money? What can we do for people starting a year from now? Because I mean, there are a lot of work to administer grant. But can I just say a little win too? I had zero questions about the grant application. I shouldn't say, I mean, about filling out the grant application. There are maybe a few about like criteria, but
Proud of that. Now, the technical assistance, is that something, I'm seeing business plan development and all of that, is that something we can partner with the SBDC who already provide those resources?
Well, it's a good question. And I actually want to chat with you, not during the meeting, about the SBDC, because I know some of the things that they offer, but they might be a collaborator in this,
yeah,
because they do the workforce development, and I don't know what they do regarding business plans, but, or maybe we could wrap in a bonus thing or just say, hey, we're offering this. And then if they get the grant, then they get kind of like a post kit or something.
Yeah. I was going to say,
or if you want to
find out, because I mean, I've done a lot of business plans for people, and I'm happy to volunteer time for that too.
Okay.
Yeah. But I used to, that's what I did when I worked for the SBDC, was the business planning and the marketing plans.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. So I'm more than happy to have a workshop or something, but I do know that they have those sources at the SBDC too.
So okay.
Maybe.
One idea I had, and I'm not sure how and when, but it's sort of resonating with what you're saying, is to have a little workshop at the library in one of their community spaces around the specific grant. So maybe during the time period that they're applying, before or after, I'm not sure, but it'd be very cool to bring in like the SBDC or bring in our other partners and just say, we're offering this grant right now. and you can come and we can do it together. But then these are the resources to help you if you get the grant money. Even if you don't get the grant, here are the resources to help you, because I am hearing that business plans are something people want help with in, for this next stretch of pandemic recovery. So,
and I do know the county has translators that can help in several different languages. So if there's something that we're doing, but we need something translated, they have that resource, especially when it's business economic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. I met with MISO, Micro Enterprise Services of Oregon. I met with the Clackamas County person that has also offered to potentially be a resource for translation. I don't think they do all languages, but sometimes they offer an email address that you can put on a grant application. A MISO, it's sort of like Westland grant application at MISO. I'm not sure how they do it, but it's something that maybe I would include in future applications or on the website if you need help. Because right now you can do Google Translate on the website. I don't know if you knew that or not, but it's pretty clunky. It's not very, so.
So I think there was a restaurant owner that needed help because English was not his first language, but obviously was running a beautiful restaurant.
And yes.
Clackamas was able to have someone, I forget if he spoke Chinese or what, but they had someone there who could help him with the application. And
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a really great resource.
Okay. I know Rob, I used to work at Clackamas Community College, and so I know from there. Shout out to Rob if you're listening.
Yes, I'm sure he's listening in
all his free time.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else about the grants?
Nope.
Right. Let's move on to funding for tourism, American Rescue Plan.
Okay, per Todd's request, I brought, I think I linked to this in the agenda, Josh. This is City Council's budget packet from March 7th of this year related to economic development, tourism, and other things. And I think we can just spend 5 minutes like looking. I just wanted to kind of, I don't know if you've read it, but it's just kind of, again, keeping you in the loop. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to say one or two things, whereas mine first, maybe I have to take one back.
But just to get everybody up to speed.
Yes, please, Todd, go.
So the federal government, by their formula, has given the city of Westland $5.9 million through the American Rescue Plan, through ARPA. Roughly $1 million of that is going towards all this. So this is one of the $6 million. That's all dedicated both to these grants we've been talking about for the past 10, 15 minutes, plus all you see here. The other $5 million, the city has made a decision that the federal government is giving us years to do it. And so we've got a lot of things we're weighing right now. So we have not yet made a commitment to do that until we recognize everything that we have to address in the coming years and get this feedback from the community. We've been seeking a priority, so that will come. This is your $1 million bucks. At least it should be.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and I think I spoke with John. We've gone over these a few times, and there's nothing here that really pertains directly to the EDC, like, you know, bringing all these projects to review. However, they're all connected to economic development. And so I think where we will come into play a little bit more is when planning starts to pick up some of these projects, like the Highway 43 zoning project, the waterfront project, other things like that. I'm gonna have someone from planning or zoning or John come and give updates at our meeting. So we're in the loop on things, and we may end up being a task group as well. I'm not sure. I'm gonna let John and Darren take the lead on that. But the other thing that's interesting is this tourism brochure. Okay, that most of this money is already allotted. Grants, Chamber of Commerce Business Directory, meeting with Shatrine and John on this again. I do want to really look at like what Tanner's mentioning and what's sort of missing is this business directory for the whole community. So that's kind of like a I'm going to work towards that in the coming year because I want to get a map, a GIS layer. I want to have a quick resource on the website, and I want to think about a more modern way to be able to, again, like Tanner was saying, if I want to go eat in West Lynn, I'm sitting at home on my porch with somebody, I'm going to Instagram, or I'm going to my app, or I'm going to, how do I quickly find out, you know, what's going on? So just thinking about directories, and, you know, we have money for wayfaring signage and other things too, just sort of thinking about the larger picture when it comes to that in the future years. So,
okay.
Yeah, just a little overview. Do you have any questions? I probably don't have the answer, but you can ask Jen.
I've seen the walking tour. Is that updating that?
They are updating that. Yeah, it's in process right now.
Okay. I've seen the one they have, which is nice, but yeah, it'd be nice if it's even more.
I give that out.
It's gonna be digital soon.
That's what
I think they're making a digital version. Yeah.
That will be really nice.
So you notice at the bottom of the three grants that the lady has been describing, those are the 3 × 75 at the bottom.
Okay.
And then the item up from that is basically support for Chamber of Commerce and Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously these dates are changing.
Yes. Because yes. I was not hired.
Right. March. So we'll just start with June and just work our way.
It goes into the.
Yes. Yes. That's wonderful.
What is the Todd, do you know what the current asking price is for Oppenlander?
No. It's Josh, I'm pausing to make sure what I can say outside of legal circles.
Ah, I understand.
The voters seem to have approved, we still don't have certified results in Clackamas County, but the voters seem to have approved the request from the city for voter permission to spend up to $3.5 million on purchase and renovation of the park property. What the school district will and accept and what the city will pay remains to be determined. And that might not be determined anytime soon. But the school district has sued the city. And this might take a while.
Well, they don't, yeah. That's right.
Could this surplus that we have be allocated towards that?
Say again, Josh.
Could the surplus $5 million be potentially allocated towards that purchase?
To the best of my understanding from John Williams, the federal government has made the stipulations on the ARPA money so loose that it's, in a sense, general fund money. So we can do just about anything we want with it. So could it go to that? Yes.
Should the city do it?
No.
Where is this on the agenda?
Sorry.
I'm just like, now's my moment.
Right.
Remember, we're being recorded.
My words.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome, Keisha. And then if she wants to speak, I think we've missed that opportunity, but maybe we can at the end.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Welcome, Keisha. We're glad you're here. Anything else about the AOP funding?
I don't have anything to say right now.
I appreciate you providing this so they have that.
Yeah. Yes. No, this is really helpful. Yeah. There's a lot of great things that are being done with that, you know.
Good job, City Council.
Yeah.
Well, nice job, staff. All they did was bring to us and just said,
all right. So, moving on to item number 9, which is the diversity, equity, and inclusion update.
Oh, yes.
Once again.
I know. I need to go get another glass of water. Well, I just wanted to sort of mirror back what you guys talked about in the last meeting, which is just the desire to have a diverse business economy. And it kind of came up when we were talking about the survey, it came up several times. So I just wanted to check in with my higher ups on what was going on. So I talked to Jerry, city manager, and John, community development director. And if you're not aware, they have hired a consultant, Trisha Brand. I think she works at Portland Community College, but currently is just working with the city of West Lynn. There is a there is an internal committee, and I just mentioned that I'd like to kind of keep the business part of it in the conversation.
Yeah.
And so, you know, again, I'm just kind of talking here, talking to my supervisors, you know, getting it in the minutes, like just going to keep the communication lines open. But he wanted to, I'm going to have John come and talk about this when we get more information. I think it might be the fall. Again, this is not a big update. I just want to let you know that it is coming. And I think we're going to see more information after Tricia does her consulting work internally. There'll be just more presence, more information about how we're working towards that, specifically with staff internally. But then if we do like larger survey in the community, I just want to, you know, make sure it's always in the conversation.
On the survey that you're going to do to businesses, is that going to be one of the questions, is if they're a minority?
I did a demographic survey with the grants, and I actually want to collate my spare time, the previous grant surveys and this information. And we have to be careful about how we use it, but I think it could be helpful in the database so that I can potentially find resources. So if I have an understanding that yes, English is a second language for this many businesses, I can make sure that I'm getting back in touch about. I could also segment and say, here's translation opportunities for our next grant application. Real personal, you know, that really feel like that's like taking like a little extra effort. But thank you for the reminder, because I think my questions are gonna be very pointed to. It's not this open end, tell me everything. It's more like, would translation services be helpful for you on future or something like that? So yeah, I think definitely including it. Thanks for that reminder, actually.
So is Tricia Brand, is she working, she's going to be working on a new survey?
She's analyzing what's going on and making recommendations to how to be more diverse, equitable, inclusive organization. And so I think it'll be, don't quote me, but with like, it's to help our staff. But then I don't know if you have more information on it or not.
I think that a lot of the work that's been described to us would be internal.
Yes.
I think DEI issues internal staff, but that doesn't mean there aren't opportunities in our interactions with the budget.
Yeah, I think that I can be a conduit for that. And then, you know, we'll just kind of have to keep it in the conversation so that we can maybe make a little progress on that in the next year. So if you ever have thoughts or suggestions, feel free to email me.
I think we took a good step forward with getting those food cards in, because we think there's a we already have that nachos guy that's going to be at the June 13th. He's actually opening a food pod in the back of the ale house. Mm-hmm. So we have that as a minority owned business that we have allowed into Muslim.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity. I think anything that can make it easier for a business to thrive, minority owned business to thrive in Westland and feel welcome. But also have the resources to thrive.
And the support. Yeah.
And the support and to feel supported.
Mm-hmm. There are definitely minority and a lot of women-owned businesses that applied for the grant. And there was a veteran, a woman who was a veteran, Puerto Rican. And if we didn't have enough money, I was going to prioritize. I think that's another good thing we could do too, is also look at prioritizing priorities, you know, maybe for marketing and business plan, really elevating. Like I also spent more time, you know, I think it's really important. So maybe at our job fair, or if we're talking about writing business plan, making sure that we have what translation services would be helpful for you, and then we have those there or something.
And I think in the marketing, maybe highlighting some of those businesses that are here and thriving, and just highlighting they are here. And to support them, I think would be really a long way to go.
Okay. Yeah, though, it's Nicole who runs business, and Shatrina and I were going to take a picture. She's getting something, a new like logo on her truck, and she's been having a hard go of it and giving her a grant, and she's a veteran. And I thought, let's get let's go and like.
Let's have her story.
Yeah, have her story.
Tell the story.
This needs to be told in stories here on our website, but also getting pamphlet in or someone. I mean, it's just really celebrating these stories and that they're women-owned businesses as well.
That's a great idea to talk to. I have a relationship with Tidings now. I did a story in the Tidings on the grant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
That may have helped follow up,
you know, highlighting some of the businesses that mm-hmm. got the grants.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm. So pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be wonderful.
Yeah, and in my newsletter, I'm getting some coaching on the CRM right now to actually help with deliverability and making sure it's not spammy and all these things, because we work for a municipality. But one of the categories will be, you know, resources and grants and workforce development, I think. But one is always going to be highlighting a new business or featuring something at the end, I think. Yeah.
So the Tidings is always looking for material, but they also have a skeleton staff of what they used to have in terms of people that actually write things. So mull this over as an idea. If I were to find you a talented student journalist at the high school that would basically write business profiles. And then, you know, obviously under your tutelage, having you read it and edit it, but basically pass those on to the Tidings. If the Tidings thought twice a month, I'm going to get a business profile that we can have a filler or something we're doing.
That would be kind of cool collaboration. Yeah, I mean, because that would be.
They would appreciate, you know, they need stories.
Mm-hmm. To be hand delivered.
We want to promote businesses. Yeah. And these are some seriously talented writers. You might go, high school? Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Look to the young. I mean, they're millennials. They're going to be more.
No, they're national award winning.
Great idea. I love that.
If you want that, send me an email.
But won't be happening this summer necessarily.
Start to get it.
Make a start. Yeah.
Jones tea. K-12.
Very, very humble about it, but my daughter, who's graduating Sunday, by the way, graduating from the U of O, still asks about you. Very lucky to have you. Yeah. All the different.
So thanks for that.
Yeah. All right. So are they redoing? Are they doing another survey or just more analyzing the survey that was done and kind of?
No, not a survey. Okay. I don't think it's. Yeah, you know, it's more just looking at the making recommendations and
audit to people.
Yes.
Audit.
Fantastic. Josh, did you have any questions or comments? I don't want to forget about you.
You're muted.
I unmuted him.
Sorry about that. Yes, I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you guys, but I didn't want to interrupt.
We'll be louder.
Okay, sorry. I'm going to try to come in for some of these meetings.
We're facing you.
And yeah, Liam,
facing the TV.
Well, and I'm worried because I have to do my own minutes or notes, we call them. And it took me, I get a transcript, but it's, you know, the meeting went long too. So I was like, I know I'm new, but it just like took me forever. And I was like, am I doing?
We'll speak up, Josh.
But okay. I need to think about making sure it. I'll let you know how this recording goes because I have to be able to hear it to do good notes too. No, it's the mono screen.
So I think you need to start sitting
there. So
could you hear me, or not really, Josh?
It's fine. I can hear you well enough. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Well, if you can't hear, that means anyone listening to the recording can't hear very well either.
Okay, I'll try to keep that in check, and I'll let you guys know.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, we can. Maybe it is better.
The TV chosen. Might not see us now, but you'll hear us.
In Todd's face.
Okay. All right. Next number 10, tourism discussion.
Sounds like video and tourist attraction inventory. Exciting.
Yes. So, I know.
How long have we been talking about
this? I bet you have. I bet you have.
Yeah, I really liked, because I'm into tourism as well. I think it's something that we need to think about, but I watched the Estacada ones, and it was recommended that Bend has a great video and Estacada, so I watched some of those, and then I went and I talked to John Williams again, but I also talked to Danielle in our communications department. Apparently, the organization or platform that hosts our live meetings, is it CCTV? I don't know the exact acronym. We get points through them and or credits. And so there is some free videography available to us. And so what I'm gonna do is maybe, and I'll get your input on this, is maybe bring a few samples of what they have done. Cause I'm just sort of like researching, you know, and it costs money to make a video, but if there's some points available credits and we can get a few cute ones together, I think why not go for it? So I think that I'm going to keep working with Danielle in communications, said she could help me with that. And basically she's sending me this, and maybe I'll have this at the next meeting or find a way to check in with you guys on this. There's a template that you fill out and you kind of give them the direction and the criteria and things that you're looking for. And then they create a bunch of footage and put it together. And so I wish I had one to show you, but maybe I'll link it in the next agenda.
Okay.
Link a couple samples. There's also another company that has apparently offered some services, but they're, I think, looking to sell something if you use them. So I'm not exactly sure about them yet.
So I have an idea that might be off base, but you know, as a realtor, people are always trying to give me free videos, free, you know, is there some businesses in West Lynn that would like that opportunity to showcase what they do by
using the CCTV, the credits?
Well, no, just outside the credits.
Like that's what they do.
That's what they do for a living. They might be willing to.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Possibly, yeah. Yeah, I don't know of any. I'm sure there is somebody, but
well, I'm sure there are.
Yeah. That's a good idea, I think.
Or again, do we have any kids?
No, we do, but I was saying, to be honest with you, I don't know that all of their production is at the level that we're going to want for this.
Right. Yeah.
I've seen their work all the time, and you know, for that age, they do fantastic work, but this is. For tourism, this is a whole nother level
yes.
of yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
The feeling you want to
evoke.
Yeah. I don't think I would ask a student to do this.
And so I was curious if we could just go around the room and just chat a little bit more about it, maybe like 1 minute. Give me an idea of the, when you think of West Lynn and you think of tourism, what are the things that you think of? Maybe just, I don't know, like either.
Can we say I don't?
We have no hotels.
I mean, as far as if someone did a video, if I heard someone next week.
I have. Okay, tell us.
Where would you want me to point that? Like, okay. I'd be curious.
So the river,
first of all.
Yeah.
We have great river recreation.
Parks.
Yes.
Well, I'd say good, not great. Good.
Well, our access to the river is not great, but the rivers themselves are great recreational.
People fly up on them, or did they?
We have the Tualatin and the Willamette.
Right.
So we have great parks. Mm-hmm. We have great wineries in the area. We have the Oregon Gulf. It's not technically in West Lynn, but it's something that you could put in a video.
I think we would soon say Main Street.
Yes.
Main Street. Yeah.
It's getting there. It is.
After everyone stopped playing. Yeah, yes. Starting to enjoy it.
When the Lox is renovated, the Lox
will be amazing. That will be really amazing.
When Historic City Hall is renovated and that becomes a cultural center.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That will be not a big profile piece, but it'll be a
for me while you look at my emails here. That's fine. I want to see if I can find you the sample. Is that okay if I mean, you guys can keep chatting.
Still some.
What about
agritourism? There's lots of farms.
Okay.
Not necessarily Westland, but nearby. But we do have.
But it gives people a reason to come to the area.
Yes.
Oh, so you're not looking specifically just Westland. Yeah, you're trying to create a reason why people would want to visit your businesses in town because you have all this other stuff around.
Yeah, like the Christmas tree farms, that those are local.
You got Frog Pond.
Yeah, I mean, I think
safe. Safe is part of that conversation.
It's always listed as one of the safest cities in the state.
Like being safe, good schools. I think that's a big part of like what I think of when I think of West Lynn and why I moved here.
Yeah, when I talk to potential clients, and I'm sure you do too, I mean, what they're drawn to is the natural beauty. Definitely the rivers and parks, the trails, various young, all of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wilderness.
Yeah, we have
Field Bridge,
beautiful walking trail.
Yeah,
there's a cool. I just discovered this recently, and I know Josh. I'll try and share my screen, but I'm a plant geek, and so I travel to nurseries all over. And I just discovered this Cascade Nursery Trail that does. They do all these amazing events, and they loop. It's sort of like the Fruit Loop, but they have like. It goes from Silverton to Molalla to Canby, and they do all these really fun events. And I thought, oh, wow, this kind of, I don't know if the website's that great, but that kind of concept for West Lynn would be kind of fun too, where it's like, it can be in West Lynn, but it can also be connecting the outside. Because they all go work together to bring people, you know, come up with some catchy, you know, I don't know what that is and getting ahead of things. But.
There's a Farmlandia. I don't know if you've looked at the Farmlandia loop, but there's a lot of the Westland farms.
Oh, cool. Oh, okay. I'm not aware of that.
Another thing I would add to your list as we get out of the pandemic is community events.
Yes.
Our community events were really just beginning to come into their own in terms of attendance before everything shut down. Right. But whether it's the street dance, or the old time fair, or the Christmas parade, or
music in the park. Music in the park, yeah.
Yeah,
or movies in the park.
Ready for movies.
Part of our
fireworks.
Yeah.
Fireworks.
It's a pretty nice
thing. I hate that.
Right? And we have a new, I mean, Juneteenth, we're finally doing something for Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
So
our marketing person is doing a good job, yeah. I think. I think we're starting to. And I'm really excited about the idea of having quarterly marketing meetings with her and potentially our partners too, to sort of kind of all be on the same page. I just spoke with a tourism guy in Oregon City as well, because I went to the Oregon City Business Alliance meeting last month because it was focused on tourism, and a guy from Mount Hood Territories. I didn't put that update on here, but now I'm launching into it. A guy from Mount Hood Territories was speaking about Clackamas County and just some of the cool things that are going on with tourism. And then Dan also spoke as well. And so he reached out and said, oh, we should have regular meetings too to chat about things that are going on with the Arch Bridge. And he knows things that I don't know, and we can work together. And I just like that, because if we're also consistent, you know, I feel like we all talk to different people in the public. It'd be nice if we were all same page, which I think we're working towards. But there hasn't been anybody in this position before, so people have been doing it on their own. And
yes.
And that's why, you know, we're still trying to figure out those roles. But anyhow.
Nice job. This, I just snapped a picture of this, but when's at the information booth, they had what is happening in West Lynn, and it had all the upcoming events. And I wasn't even aware of. I mean, I don't know what a recycle regatta is, but it sounds fun.
Sounds fantastic.
Yes, now I know about it.
They make boats out of recycled materials, and they do a race at the Old Center.
See?
Okay. On the river? Yes.
Oh, that sounds like fun. So you're right. That is part of the draw. That people are attracted to West Lynn because of that small town feel and that community feel.
And Wednesday market.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I like this Wednesday thing, too. Like, I was thinking about sending out my newsletter on, like, we get, the city newsletter goes out on Wednesdays. There's this, the market. Westland Wednesdays. And then I just think there's sort of like this energy around it. But I like what's happening. I don't know if everybody would like that, but it's just like, that could even be a website. What's happening in Westland?
Yeah.
And that's where you go, you know, and it's, I mean, or just something like that. We're also talking about just doing a westlandbusiness.com website that is sort of this hub that's a little bit more modern, that has these videos on it. It has the social media links. It's just like a little bit cleaner, and it can link from City of Westland's page. But if you're familiar with our website, it's just not as modern, and it will never be that way. It's Unicode. So, the chamber and John and I are all talking about this too. I think actually, did I put that on the agenda? And I'm jumping ahead, but anyhow,
we have Business Support Hub. Yeah.
Oh, I did mention that. I do really want to work towards doing something really clean and nice, and maybe has a map and the list of the new businesses, and then all the little things that people need to know.
I'm gonna be a timekeeper, so you got 15 minutes.
All right, what else?
We're almost done. We have Tax Increment Finance Committee nominations.
Yes, and then I have one other thing, a piece of news that I don't want to forget about, is there's a sustainability, the City of Westland won an award about sustainability. Are you familiar with that? They're doing a webinar for businesses next week. And so if I can maybe email you guys a link, we're trying to get the word out about it. Shatrine is working with Alex, who he's the one that helped. We won the award like 5 years in a row. Are you familiar with this? Okay, it's very cool. He's gonna do a little webinar about like how businesses can be more sustainable.
That's wonderful.
I know. And so it's something like that where I'm like, if I had a newsletter ready to go, which it would go in that. It would be on our upcoming events would all be on the full hub. So
good.
Okay. Now I'm going to be quiet, and you can take over this nomination part, Shannon.
So we need someone from the EDC to serve on this advisory committee.
I'd be happy to serve.
Yeah, Tax Increment Finance District of the Waterfront Project. And Delta.
Sure. I know there's going to be people not here too. So.
Yeah, I don't know how familiar you all are, because it's new to me old now. I knew about it 20 years ago and then I forgot, and then I'm relearning.
And I couldn't read John's email out loud for the public if that would be helpful or for people or not. I don't know.
I can do it fast.
Okay, go.
This potential for an urban renewal district along our waterfront could be huge. It could be really huge. This could be a major game changer for what our community has to offer. And basically what we're talking about is a way to bring new development along the river from the Bolton neighborhood to the Willamette neighborhood, winding up into the shopping center where Park Rose Hardware is, and not having to go to voters to ask for them to raise their property taxes to do it, because we would potentially pay for the development through increased property tax revenues due to growth in the value of the property as we develop it. We hope to have a plan in place by the end of this calendar year. If the city elects to do this, then fasten your seatbelt, EDC, because you're going to have fun. You're going to be a part of deciding by the end of this calendar year, if we stick to the timeline, all we'll do is basically set up the infrastructure to do it. What will not be decided is what the urban renewal district is actually going to be and what's going to go into it, whether it's trails or parks or hotels and everything between those two ends of the spectrum and everything in between. So if the city gives the go ahead to establish an urban renewal district paid for by tax increment financing, then that's going to be a good time for the EDC, because you guys will be in the front row talking about what's going to go into this thing and why. So John said in his email that we don't have to have an EDC member there, but boy, I think we want to. So if someone's willing to volunteer to do that, and you've indicated you will, for what it's worth, I wanted to ask you to ask Michael, only because of what his business does.
Yeah.
Because his business is on the river, you know, with commerce and transport on the river. So at least extend the interest to him. Maybe they'll allow us to have two.
Okay. But I was thinking of him too, just because of some of the comments that he made and his interest. And it's like, I think we're all really unique and different in this committee, and that's what's kind of exciting. Mm-hmm. And so I just, based on the little that I know, he is sad to miss the meeting tonight.
What is his business? What does he do?
It's a family business for generations. It's construction, but a lot of it's in the Wilsonville area along the Willamette River.
Oh,
I wish I could tell you their name.
Okay.
But, you know. It's construction and transportation, but it's riverbed.
Okay, I didn't know. Okay, interesting.
And I think he's interested in this concept, actually, just in general. Like, he's talking about.
That sounds perfect.
I'm very grateful that you're
with me. Do you think
I just do it because I know a lot of people don't have time, and I have no kids. So yeah. Not really. I'm running a business.
Andrew always provides great.
I have, you know, a lot of people.
Don't excellent.
Have. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So should I pass that information? And I want to, Josh. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, so quick question. So if we do have two parties that are interested in doing it, because Michael struck me as the person that would be interested in it also, should we do like a committee vote or something in terms of who we want to go towards the nomination?
I'm fine if Michael wants to do it, he can do it. I don't need to do it.
Okay, I mean, I don't know. I don't know anything like what either anybody's perspective is on it, right? Like if Michael's going to say, I want to put in hotels, and someone else says, I want to put in like a boardwalk or a river walk, like it would be nice to know what each of those people's kind of ambitions are for what that district becomes.
Well, and smart question, Josh. At this stage, the work group that John Williams is putting together, they're not going to get to that level of detail yet. They're not going to be talking about what the actual development is going to be. They're just going to build the foundation of the urban renewal district. And this working group's job is to basically come to us by the end of the calendar year and say, we're ready to put the infrastructure for this urban renewal district into place. But
yeah. No.
What it's actually spent on, that'll come later.
I was going to recuse myself somewhat. I was going to ask if anybody was actually interested in doing it, because I potentially have like a conflict of interest because I have one or more properties kind of in that general vicinity. So I didn't want to have kind of my jaded influence over what I want that area to become.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
It would be, if they would let us have two, that would be
good. We'll let an alternate, I mean, at least.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You are an alternate for Historic Willamette as well, and the other work group, right?
I was an alternate. No. You were EDC,
yeah,
right? And I was your alternate.
Oh, okay.
And I was there as CCI, but someone had an alternate for CCI.
Yeah, you were just there, so yeah,
I was there either for either person.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I think I'll talk to John, say these two names came up, and he
well, check with Michael.
Yeah, if Michael wants to do it, yeah.
Michael,
you put yourself. You were gone. Unless Michael is really against it and doesn't want this to happen, because then that is not what we want represented in
there.
That was
true. True.
Yeah, because I think this is pretty informal, is my understanding. And then they're building the committee based on, and they've reached out to, you know, it looks like a dozen or more other groups and commissions and associations. And so I think they're. Things can shift around a little bit. Okay, I'll talk to Michael about it as well. Okay. All right, thanks.
Okay.
So exciting. We have been talking about it for 20 years. Very exciting.
Are they that group going to decide like the borders of it? Because I know that is.
I assume so, yes. I don't know that, but I assume so.
We already kind of talked about the Business Support Hub and website, so it's just down to items of interest. I just have a quick report from the Clackamas County EDC. Not a lot, but just a couple. There are funds coming for more funds at the county level for small business and food production. They're really focusing on really supporting agriculture in Clackamas County, because so many farms, it's becoming very difficult to keep them sustainable. And then the person who has had it for 100 years, their children do not want to continue with it. So those farms are being bought out by it. And so it's trying to support that. So there's going to be funds coming for that. We have a little bit of agriculture here in Westland. Just economically, leisure and hospitality is still lagging in job recovery. And part of it was we came back and all, you know, everyone had been laid off and then trying to get them back in, but the demand has increased faster than they've been able to hire people. So we've seen that struggle if you've been to any restaurants. Yes. So they just talked about, but they also said that part of the issue is so many, especially women, had to stay home, resign from their jobs because of lack of childcare. And that's still an issue in being able to come back on. So even though we are at unemployment rates that equal before the pandemic, there's still many women that have ended up still not able to return to jobs. Just a real struggle. Let me see. What else? There's a future ready Oregon bill. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that's looking to provide more apprenticeships and training curriculum, really working, creating more training available in the high schools as well as at the community college so that people are getting the training to go directly into jobs. So that is something that's coming. And then a lot of conversation about ODOT. Just talking about the first phase, and this isn't, doesn't really relate to economics, but the first phase is going to be 10th Street to the Abernathy Bridge. And so that's going to be the first phase of the improvements. And so we are not talking about the tolling. That was not brought up or allowed to speak. But the first year is going to be prepping the bridge for seismic improvements and then adding that extra lane. So we won't see a lot the first year because they're going to basically be building in the water. But then we're going to see building to build. So there won't be a lot of impact on businesses in Westland, but that's coming next. So
tolling will affect all of our businesses.
Yes, yes. So that's pretty much it. That was just a little update. It's always at the end of the month, so it's about a 2-week lag before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Pretty much. Thank you.
Anyone else have items of interest they wanted to bring up? Talk about?
What's in that line? Be friendly to restaurants. Because yes. I've been in restaurants lately where there's been a lot of complaints. And you know, people about bad service and stuff, but they are struggling with staff.
Yes.
So be patient with servers. If they're getting bad service, don't write bad reviews.
Oh, no, yeah. Doing their best and tears sometimes. So, yes. Todd, did you see?
Just one thing to note for everyone that October 1st is the centennial for Archbridge. But what made me think of this, Alina, is John is on the planning committee for that. And I should have thought of this earlier, but we should probably see what we can be doing to plug businesses at that event, because hopefully it will be a well-attended regional event on Saturday, October 1st. And they're going to have stages set up for sure on the Oregon City side of the bridge, whether there's going to be something set up on this side as well. But if we can be talking to John about what kind of visibility we can have there to promote like Westland businesses.
Yeah.
I like goals and deadlines too. Like maybe we have our direct, maybe we actually have a printed. Wouldn't that be cool?
You've got a budget.
You've got it.
Wait, which the line item is that?
You can.
It's under community projects. It's all basically brochures, signage, and
yeah, $25,000 so, yeah. For the Arch Bridge Centennial itself. So
yes, and I, yeah, I.
Exciting.
I went to tour the building down there, and there's it's such a cool area. I mean, we can't. Well, we'll digress, but
in a decade or two.
Yeah. This parking lot's even, I know someone else owns them, but that'd be a cool place to have like a pop-up event or do something down there. But thank you, Todd. I'll make a note because definitely something, you know?
Yeah. And talking about employee turnover too. Right?
Yep.
Just say that.
Yep. Gary's the last thing.
Should we adjourn the meeting then, or should we?
Keisha,
Didn't know if you had anything you wanted to say since we missed the public comment time.
Oh, I wanted to touch base. I wasn't sure if you guys had talked about the Willamette Garage and the food carts opening at possibly towards the end of the month this month or the end of next month over there off of Willamette Drive. And then also any additional support that the committee is going to be providing to keep this sustainable.
To keep what sustainable? I'm sorry.
Having food carts in the city instead of having temporary permits, being able to keep them there and possibly having them in other locations, not just down here in the old Willamette, but possibly even up at the top of Salamo and other areas as well.
That wasn't on any of the agenda tonight, but yeah, I think some of those are planning commission related questions. As far as, I don't really know how to answer those just because we're coming to the end of the meeting, but
Planning commission does want to look at the code because they weren't happy that they had to approve it without looking at the code.
I think that we want to encourage more food trucks.
But right now, the way staff is interpreting it, it's allowable in all these other areas because they are considering food carts an eating establishment. Planning commission disagrees, so they want to see official code. So I sent them the stuff, the code, because economic development committee developed code and then we got a change in our staff. And so our code never went forward. So I sent them all of that code that we had already done. So it is in planning's hands now if they're going to look at that code or not.
I think there's
a
bit of code that wants to be reviewed and changed over time as well. I know there's a couple staff that are really dedicated to clearing up some of that, but I think also the only other thought I had is that I'm sure it will be addressed with Highway 43 rezoning to welcome areas, kind of what Tanner mentioned as well, looking at pockets. But does that answer your question? I know there was two parts.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. That was brought up yesterday at the Willamette neighborhood meeting. So I just wanted to reiterate that.
It's something we're very excited about, Keisha, and definitely want to support. We've been, like Shannon said, we worked on the code a year or two ago. And so it's exciting to see it finally coming to fruition. And I think the success of that location will encourage the success in the other areas. So definitely want to support that being as successful as possible.
And I think, I don't know if you were a part of the meeting when we were chatting about business profiles, but planning and I are sort of working on staying in the loop on these projects as well so that I can take pieces of them and get them on social media, or maybe we do a feature in the tidings. But we mentioned we want to make sure we're lifting up and supporting as many ways as possible so that people are coming to, you know, patron, but also feel welcome. So
yeah. Any other comments?
Right on the nose.
Finishing right at 7:30.
So we adjourned at 7:30. Thanks, Josh. Thanks, Keisha.
Thanks.
Miss you in the neighborhood, Josh.
Yeah, I'm tired of cutting two lawns, Todd. Bye.
Bye.